through him. Only Jesus Christ is worthy to lead the flock. And yet, we do have ministers, we have elders, we have deacons, we have others exercising leadership roles in the church. Jesus' physical absence would seem to require some sort of spirit-inspired human leadership. Let me jump for a second to another passage of Scripture, 1 Peter 5, where we find some guidelines that if we follow them will mean that the flock is led by Christ with the faithful assistance of junior shepherds, rather than abused by ravenous wolves and negligent hired hands. Peter writes there, "I exhort the elders among you to tend the flock of God that is in your charge, exercising the oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you do it, not for sordid gain, but eagerly. Do not lord it over those in your charge, but be examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will win the crown of glory that never fades away." So I want to take each of those little bullet points and say just a little bit about them as we begin to wrap up this sermon. Tend the flock. Pastors preach, pastors celebrate sacraments, pastors teach the meaning of the Scriptures so that the sheep might be fed and watered by the Word of God. Elders in active service on the session govern the church, in the words of our Book of Order, so that the congregation is and becomes a community of faith, hope, love, and witness. Deacons, says the Book of Order, share in the redeeming love of Jesus Christ for the poor, the hungry, the sick, the lost, the friendless, the oppressed, those burdened by unjust policies or structures, or anyone in distress. When Christ is head of the church, and the elders and deacons and ministers are doing their jobs, no one gets squeezed. No one gets taken advantage of. Instead, everyone is built up. Peter says, exercise the oversight. In God's sheepfold, there has to be some accountability, especially for the leaders. Or as Ronald Reagan put it, trust but verify. We are a congregation of trust, but we're also a congregation of accountability. Our accounting software, for instance, I'm just going to tell you some, like, just some boring bureaucraties, which is actually not that boring, but is rather important. Our accounting software enables us to see a soft financial audit twice a year, and our finance committee has ordered a full audit of our church's finances this year that will be done by an outside agency. Ministers, elders, and anyone in the congregation working with children or youth or incapacitated adults has to complete a background check and has to complete boundary training, which educates us on best practices to protect our flock. It takes two adults, not related to each other, to lead a Sunday school class or a youth event, and that's why we keep asking you to volunteer to be a part of our Christian education program. We need more per child than we used to, because we are taking accountability more seriously than we used to. And this means that really, this ministry has been expanded to include more and more people. If you don't have a gift for teaching, fine. Do you have a gift for shepherding? Are you a person of love and integrity? Then we want you in Sunday school, and we want you working with our new youth director when he comes on board May 1st. We don't do these things to please the lawyers. We don't do these things to maintain compliance with our insurance policy. We do these things because exercising oversight is biblical, and we are called by the Scriptures to be a community of trust, yes, and accountability also. Not under compulsion, but willingly. Not for sordid gain, but eagerly. The nominating committee every year presents a slate of officers for you to elect to the session and to the board of deacons. They have been led to these individuals through prayer, and those individuals have been led to this calling through prayer. It's not people whose arms got twisted or warm bodies to fill an empty chair. Warm bodies and twisted arms are not what you need in the session to make decisions that build up the church in faith, hope, love, and witness. Twisted arms need physical therapy, you know. Get that arm worked out, maybe in a year or two, come back and serve on the session. You pay a salary to your ministers, and we are grateful for those terms of call. But for us, the ministry of Word and Sacrament can't be about the paycheck. It has to be about love. It has to be about God's call and claim on our lives and your discernment of that call and claim as well. And an important role that our presbytery plays, which is our next highest governing body, is to review the calls of ministers and to review the sense of calling that congregations that are looking for a pastor are going out there with, to make sure that there is a good match there. These are some of the things that we Presbyterians do to try to ensure that Christ's flock is a safe and secure and nurturing community for everyone. You know, when it comes to actual wolves, there's really nothing wrong with them. I mean, God created them to be predators, and so when they take out an elk, they're just doing what comes naturally to them. When they get into the cow pasture or the chicken coop, they're also doing what comes naturally to them, but in that case, they have to be managed. And that's part of our job as stewards of God's creation, to manage the creation in ways that are beneficial to all God's creatures. But we who are in Christ are a new creation. We've been removed from the wolf's den and placed into the sheepfold of the Good Shepherd. Here there is no place for wolfish behavior. It is the sacred calling of the junior shepherds among us, ministers, elders, and deacons, to provide for the flock, to protect the flock in Christ's name, so that no one is fleeced, no one is harmed, and everyone finds healing and finds hope and graces in safety. In the name of the one who is and who was and who is to come.
Thanks for listening. Please rate and review this podcast so that we can share Christ's joy, justice, and compassion with more and more people. To support our ministry, go to our website, www.haddonfieldpres.org, and click on the Give tab at the top of the page. Grace and peace be with you.